In the Gemara's discussions of the halachas of Yichud, it never really discusses the question of what's the shir of Yichud. How much time do a man and woman have to be alone together in order to violate this iser? And this is something that can have various practical ramifications. Sometimes you see people who seem uncomfortable going into an elevator with a member of the opposite sex. Is that a halachic problem? Is there an issue of Yichud? Is it just that they don't know? Or is it just that they're uncomfortable being in close quarters? But is there an Isra of Yichud in such a case? So let's say, Pashut, a man and a woman just go into a house together, but only for a couple minutes. They're coming right out. So is there a concern of Yichud? So the Gemara never discussed this directly. There is a minority opinion, a small minority opinion, which says that Yichud really is there to protect against any possible violation, whether it's something related to Negiyah, or whether they're just going to be, they're being alone together, will help them come closer, and they might violate an Avera sometime in the future. And therefore, it's hard to talk about a specific shear. Maybe the issue should apply even for a very, very short period of time. However, the overwhelming majority of the poskim assume that the Yisr Yichud is there to protect against an actual Maisa Znus, a Maisa Bia B'Isr, which would take place during this period of time that they're alone together. Sim Cain, so a person is going to, the Isr will only really fully apply if there is a sheer tumma, if they're alone together, at least for the amount of time that would allow them to engage in such an activity. How long is that exactly? I'll be pashas, so at least a few minutes. I think the Minchas Yitzchok is quoted as saying 5 minutes. So at least it would at least take a few minutes. So let's say they are going to have yichud for a shorter period of time. Is that totally mutter, or is there still something to be concerned about? So there, it's quoted in the name of the, it's known as the Shita of the Imre Eish. He says, Heter Gomer, if they're not going to be alone together for that period of time, for a few minutes, for the Shir Tumma, then it's Heter Gomer if they go into the house together, as long as they come out within a few minutes. So nothing happened. Rav Moshe Feinstein seems to agree with Ikra Din, but he says there would still be a problem of Chashad, that if they're going into a house together, closing the door, who knows when they're going to come out. So it looks like they're going to violate an Aver, even though if they would come out in 2-3 minutes, it wouldn't be an Isser of Yichud, but it would be an Isser of V'yisem Nikiyim, not doing things which make you look like you're going to violate an Aveira, unless it's obvious that they're not going to remain there for the Shir Tumma. For example, in the case of the elevator. People don't take elevator rides for 5 minutes. An elevator ride usually lasts a few seconds. So then it would be obvious from the get-go that they're not going to remain for the Shir Tumma. In that case, it would be Mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes, this is a Mikha Shlomo, Aleph Tzadi Aleph, in Oschav Beis, he writes as follows. He says that it doesn't go by how long they actually remain together. We assess the situation based on the current reality on the assumption that nothing will change. Just like, for example, when it comes to Pesach, Pesuch, Lishus, Arabim, we don't assume that they're going to close the door and thereby make it, and thereby say that's us right now. So too, if they're in a state of Yichud, we don't assume that they're going to open the door and make it Mutter. So he says if they're Misyachid in a situation where naturally they would just be able to stay there for that length of time, that Shir Tumah, then it's usur even if they're only alone together for a very short period of time. On the other hand, if they're going in with the understanding that naturally, even if nothing changes, no action has to take place to end the act of Yichud, but naturally on its own it'll end before the end of the Shir Tumah, then it's completely mutter. So again, he would also differentiate between that case of entering the house just for a couple of minutes with the closed door, and he would say that's also Mikra Adin, that's an Isra of Yichud, as opposed to going to the elevator where he would allow that as well. The overwhelming majority of the posts can allow the case of the elevator. Some add as well, since Eliezer adds, it's also maybe could be considered Pesach Pesuch Lishus Aravim, that the people inside generally are not in control of whether someone else will press a button from the outside and the door could open at any time, similar to the case of Pesach Pesuch Lishus Aravim. Have a wonderful day, and please do help stack a few chairs.